Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang, who is Minister in charge of National Highways, will be on a four-day tour to five districts of the state from today. Mr. Zeliang will tour Phek, Kipire, Tuensang, Shamator and Mogokchung to inspect and assess the progress of key national highway projects. The tour also underscored the state government's commitment of enhancing road connectivity, boost economic growth and improving travel safety for the public. Throughout the tour, the Deputy Chief Minister will visit various project sites, interact with engineers, have discussions with NHIDCL officials, contractors and local organizations. Mr. Zeliang said that enhancing road infrastructure is a crucial pillar for economic growth and regional connectivity and represents tremendous investment in future growth. He said that the government is committed to ensuring completion of all highways, road projects with highest standard of quality, safety and efficiency. The Deputy Chief Minister's findings and observations is expected to help in planning future road infrastructure projects and expediting current undertakings. Justice Sanjeev Khanna will take oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the morning. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who demitted office yesterday. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been part of several landmark Supreme Court judgments, such as upholding abrogation of Article 370, scrapping the electoral bonds scheme and upholding the use of electronic voting machines, EVMs. Justice Khanna will have a tenure of around 6 months. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday lauded the Special Campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for the state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. He also said that due to the focus on efficient management and proactive action, this effort has attained great results. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday expressed grief following the death of Sipoy Aibok Madur from the 10th Battalion of the Assam Regiment and announced an ex gratia of 20 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the brave heart. According to Meghalaya government officials, Madur, a native of Mabri village in Meghalaya's Ribhoi district, made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty in Siachen Glacier on November 7. Armed attackers from the hills fired from the automatic weapons and threw bombs in Manipur's Imphal East district yesterday. A police official in Imphal said that combined security forces of the Army, Mahar Regiment, Border Security and police have rushed to the areas and retaliated, the firing leading to a heavy exchange of fire between the two sides at Thamnapokpi village. The armed cadres also fired many powerful bombs on the villagers and the security forces. Tension prevailed in the Thamnapokpi village and adjoining areas. During the past few days, farmers in a few districts were unable to work in their paddy fields due to the firing of armed attackers from hilltops towards the low-lying fields. To prevent the situation from escalating further, the Manipur police deployed additional forces in the trouble-torn and vulnerable areas. In Assam, today is the last day of the campaigning for the by-polls in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the five assembly seats that are going to the by-polls on 13th of this month. Several senior leaders of the NDA, Congress and the BPF will try to woo the voters today in the poll-bound areas. Over 10 lakh voters could exercise their voting rights in the five seats. In the United States, Republican nominee Donald Trump has won Arizona, completing the party's sweep of all seven swing states in the presidential elections held on the 5th of this month. Arizona, which holds 11 electoral votes, was the last battleground to declare its result, putting Trump's total at 312 electoral votes against Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris's 226. The other six swing states won by Trump in the presidential race are Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Georgia. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.